It's Kid Craddock in the Morning with Kelly Raspberry.
Show me all the guys lined up to take the fat chick to the pool.
JC.
Dude, you're naked with stuffed animals.
Oh. Jenna.
If you're rabid, you're terrified of water.
Really?
So maybe I have rabies.
And Big Al Mack.
Hey, we first took the trash out together today. Let's go get in the bedroom.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So I have a question, y'all.
Yeah.
When the government shuts down, does that mean everybody just stays at home or the government stops doing business or...
Right. Does the military keep working and stuff?
Well, if the government shuts down, nobody comes to work, right? If a company shuts down, nobody shows and the owner comes and gets all the money out of the safe and he moves to another city. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So what happens when the government shuts down?
That's a great question, Al. One that I don't have the answer to.
Didn't this happen before?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't this before? And like they just send the government employees home for a day, so you can't really get all the services if you need government services, like the tax offices will be shut and things
like
that, right?
It was like a shutdown light because I think they just stopped doing the White House tours or something, but everything else kept going.
I seem to remember this not being too long ago where it happened for a day or two.
I've always wondered if they could get a private company to run the government, like Microsoft, somebody that has a successful track record in running businesses, get them to run at least a certain part of the government. Because
well, that's what they tried to do with the elections. They said, why don't we get somebody who has business experience, who's run successful companies, to be the president of the United States and treat it as a business.
Yeah.
But apparently the country the voters didn't want that.
Yeah, right.
Because they're arguing about the debt ceiling, right?
Yeah, don't
and the Obamacare and some other stuff. I think the price of the stamp or something.
Well, that brings us to today's flashback.
All right.
2 years ago when I went to a home improvement store and I asked about finding a debt ceiling.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
So JC wanted to go out and find out if people are as up on the news as they should be.
Right.
What's the biggest fake crisis in America today?
The debt ceiling.
The debt ceiling.
I figured I could go to a home improvement store and find a debt ceiling personally.
Okay, well, let's see what the debt ceiling is for those who don't know.
The president signed the debt deal into law as soon as he received it. He came out to the Rose Garden and made it clear that he was glad to have this behind him.
It was a long and contentious debate.
And while the threat of credit default may now be gone, there will be continued debate over how to reach the deficit reductions called for under the agreement.
Okay, so everybody knows what the debt ceiling is.
Mm-hmm.
We can only borrow so much money.
Yeah.
And then we have to raise the amount of money we're allowed to borrow.
Because if you reach that ceiling, then the military won't get paid, and people that retired
Social
won't
Security
get paid.
People won't get their checks, Medicaid,
right.
All that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you went to a home improvement store and told them you wanted to buy a debt ceiling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they'd say, that's funny. That's a funny pun.
Right.
Because it's in the news.
Right. Yeah.
Is this flooring right here?
Yes.
Do you know where the ceiling area is?
What are you trying to do?
I need to buy a debt ceiling. What's that?
Mill fork?
Oh, I wish I needed a debt floor, but I need a debt ceiling. Thank you for helping me.
Hey, Kevin, who was covering mill work? Arturo, I think?
Shout out.
Okay. You might have to hold off for him.
That's fine.
Where is everyone? Did everybody just leave?
Guess. Brother just comes in and wants a debt ceiling and can't get one.
What's a debt ceiling?
I don't know. I just saw on the news that we needed to get some, so I need milk, eggs, and debt ceiling.
Well, we'll see you later.
How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
How can I help you?
I need a debt ceiling.
A what?
Debt ceiling.
Debt?
Yeah.
What's that for?
I just saw it on the news that we all needed to get a debt ceiling, so I figured I'd come out here and you guys might have one.
I don't know what that is, man. I really don't. What does it do? I mean,
because of hail or something? Obama was talking about it, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll go find one.
I really don't know what it is.
Not a big news watcher.
No,
right.
Not.
Yeah.
Do you know where I may be able to find one?
Let me call my manager.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Thanks, man.
No, good.
He's a crazy Mexican.
I got a customer over here. He's looking for a
debt ceiling.
Debt ceiling? Do you know what that is?
Anybody here that watches the news? Anybody? In the whole store?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I mean,
it's on the news that the government said we needed one. For ourselves.
I think you could have said, would you deliver that to my house? I'm Casey Anthony. And they wouldn't have blinked an eye. They wouldn't have blinked an eye.
Right.
No idea.
Yeah.
He's just saying he saw it on the news. Government saying we needed one. Yeah, what's that?
Now his eyes light up.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Right. I want to hear his explanation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's about the debt that the United States government's in.
What do you mean?
United States government's in debt.
So I can't buy it here then?
No.
Well, damn, I feel stupid.
I feel stupid. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Learn something new every day, don't we? Oh, I appreciate it, Joe. Man, that's crazy. Are you sure your manager's right about that?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I was looking at that earlier, too, on my phone on CNN.
Oh, cool, man. Now, I'll be back if I need, like, real stuff.
All right.
Bye.
Now.
He was not watching CNN.
Yeah, I was looking at it earlier.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta watch something
you know.
While you're smoking, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, the fake crisis has been averted.
Yes.
We can all go back to our real lives.
Hey!
Yeah, we talk about celebrity gossip and music, but we also try and give back with Kids Kids. Want to find out more about the charity? KidsKids.com has all the info you could ever need. So check it out now. Kid Craddock in the morning.